You're listening to Dashboard Confessional, the show from the team behind the dashboard at I Hate Marketing. No growth hacks, no fluff, just the stuff nobody in marketing wants to say out loud. The dashboard is the one place your whole marketing picture finally lives. Every tool, every channel, every number on one screen for one flat price. $1,800 a month. No seats, no tokens, no nonsense. All right. Here's today's confession. The AI feature that punishes you for using it. Here is a strange thing happening across the MarTech stack right now. Vendors added an AI assistant to their product, the kind that is supposed to save you from digging through reports yourself. Then they started charging for it by the question. Ask 5, you are fine. Ask 50 because you are actually trying to get somewhere with your data, and you hit a wall and an upsell email. Which means the tool now punishes the exact behavior it was built to encourage. Metering trains people to stop asking. When a question has a cost attached, even a small one buried in a monthly credit pool, people change how they use the tool. A marketer who would normally poke at a number 5 different ways, chase a hunch, ask a follow-up to the follow-up, starts doing something else instead, asking one clean question and accepting whatever comes back. Not because that answer is good enough, because the 6th question eats into next month's allotment and nobody wants to explain that to finance. Curiosity is exactly the thing you want more of when you're staring at a funnel that doesn't add up. Metering is a direct tax on that instinct. The incentive is backwards. Think about who actually benefits when an AI feature is priced by usage. Not the marketer. The vendor's revenue team likes it because usage-based pricing is a built-in expansion lever. The more your team adopts the tool, the more they can charge next quarter. That is a defensible business model if it's the whole pitch up front. It's a worse one when it's bolted onto a subscription you already signed and marketed as a value add. Then it quietly becomes the thing that inflates your bill. And it creates a strange penalty nobody asked for. The team that leans into the AI feature hardest, the one actually trying to get real use out of it, ends up with the biggest bill. The team that ignores it and keeps exporting CSVs into a spreadsheet like it's 2016 pays the same flat rate as always. You are effectively fining the people who use the product the way it was pitched to be used. What that looks like day to day. It plays out roughly the same way in a lot of marketing departments this quarter. A team adopts a new AI reporting assistant, likes it, starts leaning on it weekly instead of building manual reports. A few weeks in, someone gets a notice that the credit pool is running low, with a prompt to buy more or wait for the reset. From there, the options are limited. Pay for more credits, ration the questions, or quietly go back to the old manual process. Most teams pick rationing, not because it's the smart move, but because a second surprise line item in one quarter is a harder conversation than just asking fewer questions. The tool that was supposed to make reporting faster ends up used less than the spreadsheet habit it was meant to replace. That's not a hypothetical edge case. That's the predictable outcome of pricing curiosity by the unit. The renewal call gets weirder too. There's a second order effect nobody mentions in the pitch deck. Once a feature is metered, the renewal conversation stops being about whether the tool delivered value and starts being about whether you used it efficiently. You end up defending your own curiosity to a vendor, explaining why your team asked 40 questions instead of 20, as if asking questions of your own data is the thing that needs justifying. That's a genuinely strange position to be negotiating from, and it only exists because someone decided to put a meter on it. This is not the same complaint as MarTech is expensive. The stack being expensive is old news. Too many logins, too many overlapping tools, too much subscription math nobody enjoys doing. This is a narrower problem. It's not about the size of the bill. It's about what a metered feature does to behavior once it's live. A flat rate tool gets used more the longer people trust it. A metered one gets used less the longer people worry about the bill. Those are opposite trajectories, and only one of them makes the tool worth keeping around. If your AI assistant only works well when your team is careful about how often they touch it, it isn't actually solving the problem it was sold to solve.
It's solving the vendor's growth problem, on your dime, one question at a time.
What flat pricing is actually for? None of this means usage-based pricing is inherently a scam. Sometimes it's the honest way to charge for something genuinely expensive to run under the hood. But when it shows up as a bolt-on to a tool you already pay a subscription for, framed as a feature and not a cost center, the honest read is simpler. Someone found a way to charge you twice for a habit they wanted you to build in the first place. We built the dashboard flat for exactly this reason. One price every month. Ask it as many questions as you want all month without doing math first. No credit pool to watch, no upgrade prompt the moment you start actually using the thing. If that sounds like a reasonable bar for a tool that claims to run on curiosity, see how we priced it. That's the confession for today. If your marketing data is scattered across a dozen tools and none of them agree with each other, that is exactly the problem the dashboard was built to kill. One pane of glass, ask it anything in plain English, get the truth. See it for yourself at ihatemarketing.ai. Thanks for listening to Dashboard Confessional. We'll see you next time.